beat down. Sleep. I mean, so I'm keep that beat down. Man, look, I've been making him keep that. You know when the jail was not stormy.
You reach roadside assistance. Are you a returning caller?
Yes, ma'am. The phone just hung up. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Nah. No, he's gonna pick you, baby. They put the depot. Hello. Yeah, hello.
Hold on for a minute, man. Bear with me.
Yeah, man, but they beat pushing ass and they nigga stay in the fridge. They gonna beat the deal. He don't care. He's mad now, but he said, I'm gonna tow up your high, you'll tow up your car. You met by that car, first of all, let me come to the high. He said, man, they just trying to think they can do you and come out with you, man. That shit, I'm gonna go to jail today. He went to jail, why didn't she go to jail?
Don't
say she never went to jail. Be somebody going to talk to the
Lord. All right, there you go. All right, I'm back, man. Let's see. Do you have the keys on the keys with the car?
Yes, ma'am. No, the key. I have the key in my hand.
You have the keys with you?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's what I go about doing this. Somebody loosened my littleness, right? This is what happened. This is how the attack came out. Somebody loosened two, three of my littleness off my car. I went to the doctor, what the day is, like 2 days ago. And I was driving to Atlanta, Decatur. And a dude pulled me over and said, man, the tires came off. The tires came off, but no, ain't nothing wrong with my car. I just bought like 2 months ago, paid $5,000 cash. When I got out, three of my littleness were gone, like missing both the steering wheel and the littleness. Now, today, the dude said he's going to tighten the two littleness up that were on the car. And all of a sudden, instead of him tightening, he had to loosen. Then the tie came off as soon as I left out the yard. Like, it's kind of strange. So, I know where I didn't say charge, but it's strange because I didn't watch him tighten up. But I seen the jet get out of my trunk and say he was tightening it up. But he couldn't have tightened the two look. So, he had to untighten them. And he the one that took the first three out because they stayed with me. And I told him they had to leave my house because they were causing too much drama. Now, all of a sudden, my look messed up missing the next day. And that's the day I sit up and go to the Food Depot to get some groceries and my tire come off. The other two little nuts come out after I just sat there and watched Jake tighten them up. That's strange, man. I was just telling the police, I said, did you see him do it? I said, yeah, I seen him with his jet. I didn't sit there and watch him, but he said he was going to tighten them up. Yeah, he did, dude. He got it in my trunk. But I don't think they pursued anything, but it's kind of weird. I mean, like, something needs to be done. I think he's trying to kill me.
Okay. All righty. So are you at home?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to send my son down there with the key. Once they get there, they'll give me a call at this number, and I'll send them down there with the key so he can give it to him. And I think like 10 minutes away from where my car is.
Okay, what's the address of where the car is?
I just know it's on South 15th Street. The wheel came off. It's like across the street from Haddock's Grocery. It's a store, a gas station, and it's like across the street from a black Camaro. It's like on the side of the road or something. Side of the road, yeah.
So Haddock's Grocery.
Haddock's, HADDOCKS, Haddock's Groceries on Meriwether Street.
Okay.
in that chat that parents heard. Remember that I'm playing off. Couldn't get to the state.
And that's in Meansville.
Ma'am.
That's in Meansville, Georgia.
No, Griffin. Griffin, Georgia.
Griffin, Georgia. It's on Meriwether Street.
Yes, ma'am. I'm talking to the insurance lady. So, Meriwether Street, Griffin. Hold on. Let me get my call, please.
I'm gonna call the police so they can check the shit out. I'm doing with that. I didn't have nothing to do with what that man did.
I know, but he said, "Where you calling out? You calling out? I said, 'Told you, yesterday the rent open to put me out. He said, 'You gotta leave.'" I'm going to get my children, but I ain't talking about, I'm going to get my car. You never come in when you come in here. They may come in locked door in the area at the time. What I'm supposed to do? Get I got my eye on the side. I'm going to stab. I said, nobody will go to see. I didn't feel like that. I'll be scared to go see running me. I ain't lying. That shit, that was weird. That shit was crazy. Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I just want to hear. I think I don't feel like this. I feel like.
When that man was there, that's wrong.
So I did tell them. What did they try to bring my child? What did he
get? You know what? You can get it too.
It's something I'm saying. It's something about somebody. Somebody feel, you can't feel it for some reason. It, man. What about this?
I gotta get down and get my dog back, man.
Hello? What the dog is?
This is my dog.
It ain't hurt now.
No, it ain't hurt. It ain't nothing hurt.
Okay. What are you having the car towed to?
1339 Edgewood Avenue.
No, this one.
It's on the website.
And what's the city and state?
Griffin, Georgia, 30224.
You said what, Georgia?
Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, Georgia, 30224. Get out. You don't even want to see somebody too wrong, bro. And then they do it missing, bro. Trying to get my dad called. You tell me somebody who did phone. Don't work. Fuck it. Yeah, you tell me. You tell me. You
All right, so I'm going to get on the phone with some providers. And once I get a provider secured, you'll get a text sent to your phone. And I'll let them know to give you a call before they get there so that you can have your son meet them with the key.
Okay, all right. Thank you, man. You just called his phone that Rich is sitting
up. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.